It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She signed it, Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, we're going there, huh?
I love it. All she right. said, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for telling my husband to drop his friend? You ready for this?
No, because it sounds so bogus. What?
Hold on, though. Hear her out, because this was a really good one. We got this. You can always email us, amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com, or submit them, sign to our DMs,
it's
Facebook.
Safe.
Yeah. Okay, this is what Carrie Bradshaw wrote in. Hi, Allie and DZ. I have a good one for Am I the Jerk? I'm really fired up about this, but I do want to know if I'm in the wrong. My husband's ex, Trashy Trisha, we'll call her.
Okay.
She gives everybody a name, which is hysterical.
Trashy Trisha.
Trashy Trisha cheated on him a very long time ago with his best friend, let's call him Tom, and then ended up marrying Tom.
Ooh.
My husband cut off all ties with Tom for obvious reasons and clearly has moved on.
How come Tom don't get a name? Triflin' Tom.
Thank you, DZ. Triflin' Tom.
Triflin'
nice.
Tom.
Almost a year ago, Trashy Trisha cheated on Triflin' Tom with another one of my husband's friends. Let's call him John.
Oh, man. Jerky John?
Sorry. My husband and John. Oh, wait. My husband and Jerky John.
Oh, Jerky John.
Have been friends for 25 plus years. They're boys, quote unquote. When his friend decided to be in a relationship with Trashy Trisha, I cut Jerky John off in all aspects of my life. I told my husband that I want nothing to do with them. The fact that I even know they bought a house together disgusts me.
Dang.
There are so many reasons I don't want contact with Trashy Trisha and Jerky John, but add in the fact that 4 years ago, Trashy Trisha texted my husband congratulating him on our engagement and then proceeded to keep texting him until my husband told her to stop. I don't need to state the obvious, but this girl clearly has no morals or sense of boundaries.
She doesn't like Trisha.
No.
Trashy Trisha. Well,
I wouldn't either. My husband doesn't hang out with John, but is in a text thread. Here's where it gets the problem.
Yeah, the homie chat, the group chat.
He's in a text thread with him and some other guys. That never bothered me until recently, we ran into John and Trashy Trisha at a store. My husband proceeded to do small talk, laugh, etc. with them when I was in another aisle. He thinks that situation was funny. However, for me, that rubbed me the wrong way on all levels.
Oh, no.
There should be no small talk, no anything. Just walk away. I do not want to associate with these people, in all caps, she writes.
She said,
am I the jerk for wanting all ties cut from that friend, including his text thread with the boys? If the roles were reversed, my husband would not want me associated with my ex-husband on any level, so why is it okay for him? I say, trim the fat out of our lives, quote unquote. Sometimes friendships need to be cut, no matter the history and length of time, especially for the sake of your own marriage. Anonymously, Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie.
That's what she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So,
she went there.
She is saying he's still on a text thread with people that are associated with her husband's ex-wife, who's clearly gotten around the group.
Right.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Right.
Who got around.
OPP.
I'm just saying. So, in that situation.
Yeah.
So, she wants nothing to do with the ex or any of his friends that are even
remotely
she wants them,
close
off the group chat and everything. Okay.
She wants them off the grid. What do you mean? And she's going, if I'm doing it, you have to do it too, though. That's the problem.
She wants him to support her.
That's fine. Support is support, but that doesn't mean he has to cut the entire situation off. Doesn't mean he has to leave the group chat.
Leaving all the boys seems aggressive.
That seems aggressive. She's saying cut all ties. So anybody that's associated with him should be essentially cut off too, by her logic.
But if I was in the store in that situation,
yeah,
I heard my husband laughing with his
chatting
ex,
it up with his ex-wife.
Ex-wife who cheated on him and all these people, I would be like...
He's moved on.
That's the
He's
thing.
He's clearly moved on and unaffected. He's with you and he's happy.
He doesn't
Isn't
care.
That a consoling factor?
It should be, but she's not seeing it that way. She's seeing it as, why are you talking to these people? Not,
Think
you're
about
over it.
It
and you don't care.
She just really dislikes her. The whole to me, this whole situation says she just really dislikes her because
she causes so many problems in the friend circle.
She did him dirty, her man, mm-hmm. and then did the next homie dirty, and then is now with the next homie about to do him dirty.
And also was continuing to try to text and be, it sounds like, until he cut her off.
Right.
So also coming for her man even after they were together.
Full circle, right? Who knows what she's trying to do?
So she wants Trashy Trisha out of the picture.
Out.
And that would mean he would have to get rid of his boys who continue to keep passing her around. I don't know how else to say it.
She's saying you got to cut her off by any means necessary, and that means cutting off basically all your friends, too. This isn't about cutting off one homie. This is about cutting off all the homies. Because at this rate, all the homies been with her.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the group chat. This is the third one.
This is the third friend in the friend group. Because remember, it was this girl's husband. Then it was Trashy Tom.
This might be the Trashy Trisha group chat. Everybody in the group that's friends.
They should name it that.
Maybe it is.
Okay, 414-533-1037. There's a lot of layers here, but I find this really interesting, this one.
Have we answered yet?
No, but we'll let the listeners answer.
Because I was going to say, because I don't want to.
No. She wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her husband to drop his friend. Basically, she wants him to not be friends with these guys and get out of the group chat because they're all associated with his ex-wife. That's just what it is.
Ain't nobody talking to the ex-wife, but here we are.
Well, he was in the grocery store, wasn't he, laughing? He was in the pasta aisle. Love his life.
I'm not trying to defend this man, but I guarantee you he was talking to the homie more than the wife, and she was just hamming it up, going, ha, 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 knowing the wife was somewhere over in another aisle listening. Petitious.
At least nobody tackled her and knocked the cereal display over.
I would love to see that video if it did happen. No.
Amazing.
Is there follow-up with videos?
It would be amazing.
Nah.
All right, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's is so fun. She wrote in, she wants to be anonymous. Carrie Bradshaw, she named herself. And she's mad because her husband's ex-wife, Trashy Trisha, has been getting around her guy's friend group. Now she's on the third one. And she's mad that they associate with the ex-wife and the guy. She wants her husband basically to cut off his friends who are still like dating now as ex-wife. She thinks it's icky.
And she's saying one dude, but she really means all the dudes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she wants him to drop his friend, basically.
Even get out the group chat.
Yeah, she said she's over the group chat.
This is wild, but I get it.
Jesse's in Waukesha this morning. Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So is Carrie Bradshaw the jerk or not the jerk for telling her husband to drop his friend?
So I'm thinking, I was going back and forth, but I'm definitely thinking she's the jerk.
Okay.
Elaborate.
So it is, if you're in a relationship, a committed, strong relationship,
right,
you should be confident in that.
Right.
In your relationship.
Yep.
To where you don't tell the person you love who they can and cannot be friends with, especially if he's been friends with these guys for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
It's not her husband's fault that this
that his
girl
friends suck.
Is a homie hopper.
Oh, hey, hey, really though.
HH.
Homie
hopper.
So,
Jesse.
My problem with the whole situation is that how tight are these guys if they're going against bro code and just passing her around?
Well, and honestly,
they got to be real close, honestly.
It, and how, and I would wonder.
I mean,
well, they are.
Brothers kind of close.
You know what I'm saying? They, I would wonder how much time do they actually spend together? Like, if you're on a group chat and you're, he's not seeing these guys, what's it going to matter anyway? If they are actually involved in each other's lives and spending time together, if she's saying get them out, are they even seeing each other that much?
Yeah, it may be awkward, though, when you do see each other,
or
if you see each other enough, or is it just him?
Going with the guys and she never goes out.
I think it's because he's not doing the same things that she's doing. You know, she's saying, I done cut everybody out. I stopped talking to trash Jet Jerky Josh
she
or whatever.
Said, there's so many reasons I don't want contact with trashy Trisha and John.
Yeah.
But it added the fact that she kept texting her husband a few years ago. She added that in. So she, I get why I would, it, there's no way you would come near her.
Can we all agree this is strictly about the ex-wife though? Like it's got nothing to do with the friends and she's trying to morph it into that.
That's fair.
She's trying to justify it and say you have to cut the friend off. This ain't got nothing to do with the friends.
Well, Jesse, thank you for calling because Jesse said jerk. Yeah. All right, Jesse. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
You're so right. But she wants to feel supported and she's not feeling supported by her own husband. That's the problem. Jennifer's next in Brown Deer. Wait, did I say that was Jesse in Waukesha? Did I say Jesse in Brown Deer?
I don't know
what I said. Jennifer's in Brown Deer. What were you going
to
say?
No, all I was going to say is use asking for support, wanting to be supported. You can't force that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be accurate support. It's not going to be genuine support when you're forcing it. You're building resentment.
Okay, let's see what Jennifer in Brown Deer has to say. Hey, Jennifer.
Morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah,
good morning. All right. Is Carrie Bradshaw the jerk?
So I agree with Jesse. Yeah, I was going back and forth too, but I'm going to go with not the jerk simply because it's toxic. It's a toxic situation. It's causing her stress in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Okay.
And clearly none of these people have boundaries and that's not cool in a friend circle whatsoever. So I don't agree that she should cut them all off, but at the end of the day, she's got to, you know, have that conversation with her husband and say, listen, this is really making me feel uncomfortable. Uh-huh. At least the two guys that, you know, bounced around with the ex-wife.
I got to say, it is icky that they're, like, you guys ever heard of dating apps? Like, there's other people out there. Like, meet someone new. Like, why are you doing
it? It's a towny situation.
It's a very towny. It's like they all go to the same bar on the corner and they all, it's the same five people.
They've known each other since elementary school for sure. Guaranteed.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I understand that, but and I understand she can't make him do anything, but he should respect that it's making her uncomfortable. And really, you know, he should be telling his boys, like, you guys, you know, if he doesn't hang out with them, that's different. The chat thing, not a big deal. But
no, I'm going to let DZ step in. Do guys even do that, though? Do guys go, ew, she's
100%.
Oh, they do. And these guys are not. What's
It's just a lot more limited and probably a lot more accepted depending on the circles you run in. But so that's in any, you know.
Trashy Trisha.
Yeah, that's in any circle, right? Ain't it man or woman?
Guys let things go way more than we do.
Yes, we do.
Saying.
And that's why this group chat is still together. That's why they're still homies because they've all gone, oh, man, wait, you and you?
And comparing
me.
Notes?
And they compare,
She said, now they're betting on who she going to be with the longest. Like, at this rate, bro, nobody cares about nothing anymore.
Uh-huh.
This is terrible.
Yeah. You're right. I don't like it. She's not the jerk. It's making her uncomfortable, and it's not a cool situation in general. They need boundaries.
I respect that.
I want to talk about, like, body positivity, sex positivity. You can do whatever you want, but when you're in the same friend group, now it's just getting icky. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm like, do what you want until now you're weaving and bobbing inside the same group. Like,
listen,
now it's icky.
And she's supporting her ex-husband by saying, look what she did to you. Ew. Again.
Yeah, she's more mad than he is.
And
honestly,
he's going, but the homies.
He's like, but I won. I have you.
So ain't nobody worried about her. I'm worried about the homies.
Yeah.
Right?
And I give him credit for that, but then the ex-wife shouldn't be still around lingering.
We have a fireball on the line who's going to be the tiebreaker today. So thank you for calling, Jennifer. Have a great day.
Okay, love you guys. Have a good weekend.
We lay you back. Bye.
You know who it is on the next step to be the tiebreaker.
Come on now.
She's one of our regulars.
Come on now.
Hold on, everybody. Here she comes.
Good morning. Just for today, for this topic, can I just put Ludacris, who's a, you know, H-O? Okay, now, I was kind of iffy on this situation. So my thing is, for her to turn around and say to cut off the, like, the homies, the homeboys and everything, yes, you are the jerk. But if I were her, and knowing that this chick is around, I would check her back. What's the deal? Why are you always around?
Don't you
look like, you know, you already look like a hoe as it is. As it, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but like, I'm ready.
It's a garden tool, you know.
Like, check her.
Yeah.
Like, everybody got exes. Best believe, we all got exes. And I was kind of in a similar situation, but cut a long chin. She finally got the hint, like, no, ain't going to work. But other than that, the other color said, like, that's his ex. Okay, cool. But she looks like a fool. And the boys, I mean, them too. You know what they say, bros before hoes. I don't know what's going on with that situation.
We definitely don't know what's going on with that little friend group.
No.
We don't know what's going on. But then again, maybe she's easy access.
Quickie,
last for a little bit. That's it.
A rebound? Okay. Like, maybe a rebound girlfriend for some people.
So
who knows?
Hold on. So you're going to say not the jerk?
To cut up the homies, not the jerk.
And you know what? You have some good... This is a hard situation because of that. But yeah. I do like what Amelia said, which is confront the girl. Like, forget about the... Stick it out of the dude part and just go for trashy Trisha.
It's almost like confront the girl, but then also stake your claim. But, mark your territory. Go, hey, what are your intentions?
Hold on.
You've been here. Now you ain't here and you ain't going to be here back.
The problem is she has no boundaries, trashy Trisha. So Carrie...
That's the problem, too.
It doesn't matter if she says
anything. So when it sounds like this girl's too stuck on the past.
Yeah.
You can say, when people are like this, they're too stuck on the past. You don't know how to move forward or go to the future present.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know the person that's like that, too. And it's like, really? Well, y'all were together back in the 80s and it's 2024 and you still trying to get at that? Like, really? Come on, now, move on.
Move on.
He ain't that funny, that, girl.
Like, you guys got divorced for a reason. It didn't work back then. You guys didn't try to work it out. Why work it out now? Goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.
Goodbye, Amelia. Goodbye.
Love you, Amelia.
We appreciate you. Have a great day. Bye, Amelia.
All right, bye.
You too. Bye.
Everybody's texting in the same thing. Carrie's scared. Trashy Trisha will make full circle. Everyone's saying they're worried she's coming for her man. I think she's just irritated by the whole thing. That's what I think she just wants the icky out of her life. But like we've said, you know.
I get the concept.
You can't control who people are friends with, even if you're in a relationship. That's on them to make those decisions. Even if I want you to be friends with who I say, it's really not on me.
Only thing you can voice is your opinion and your thoughts. You know, elaborate on how you feel and go from there. You can't force nobody to do nothing, but today gets worked out. She ain't the jerk.
No, somebody said, I feel like if she went straight to Trisha, it would make it all worse. Probably.
It might be worse for the better, though. Think about it. She might back off.
Oh, like stand up and...
You stand your ground.
I need an update on this. If you're listening, Carrie Bradshaw, please God update us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.